You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for coming back this year.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't come back as early as you guys. Wanted a little longer break.
How was your break?
Lovely.
Good.
I had one of those breaks where I was in Auckland and everyone came to me.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. So the opposite of everyone else's holiday. So I had visitors all summer. It was really cool.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have you back, and I'm excited to kind of head into what are we going to be looking at today?
Well, we're looking at the ultimate summer. Actually, that's a stereotype, but we're going to Arizona, which is the desert place. Like when you picture the Wild West, that's what you're picturing. One thing I did this summer too was catch up on TV. So I watched Westworld. I don't know if people did.
I've heard about this show.
But yeah, that's sort of Arizona and cowboys. That's the place. Cactus, the Grand Canyon, and illegal immigrants, which is, a hot button topic right now. Arizona is one of those places that, will have the wall if Trump builds it. Mm. And a lot of Native Americans. So, quite different from some of your other states that people imagine if they know and understand America. So it's sort of squashed. It's got California on one side, New Mexico on the other side, Nevada, where Las Vegas is, above, and that's also got awesome desert, and Mexico below it.
Right, so it's right on the border.
So, and we'll sort of see that reflected in the artists. Like some of the other places we've done, there's some people that just were born there or happened to be there, and you don't always feel it in their music, where there's other times where, that definitely the place is sort of steeped into the music. And so the first artist we're going to play today is Calexico, and they'd be sort of iconic having that sort of, they're not, what's interesting is they're not born there. They moved there and sort of became an Arizona band. So they call their music Tex-Mex Indie Rock.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just got that sort of Mexican flavor, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, California used to be part of Mexico. There was the war that was fought over it. So the residual, people there. And so that's why a lot of this whole illegal immigrants thing is so irrelevant, because the people were there before and were fluid before. It was all one place. And so the indigenous folks, or what people would call Mexicans, that was all one place before. Yeah. You're building a wall, sort of artificial. And so, so that's why it's called Tex-Mex, but it's border music and it reflects sort of both places. So Calexico sort of moved to Arizona. They're from Tucson, which is also kind of sort of a hipster, innovative place as well, in 1994. And some of their albums and music, talks about living in the desert or driving, the sort of long drives to the desert. And so, yeah, this is what people would imagine, I think, Arizona music would be.
Shall we have a little listen?
Just standing, turning around. That's when they caught me heading down. Keep on going, don't look away. That's what they tell me, that's what they say. Tell me that's what they say. You're a pretty thought, I suppose. Yeah, I'm just trying to hold up as I go. And one day I swear I'll spread my wings. I'm on my way to find. Thank you.
as a place, what is Arizona like?
So, I mean, you do get that sort of flat desert and that sort of red, you know, those layers of reds and yellows that, well, I guess, you know, we have Desert Road, which would be the closest thing, but it's a lot more stark than that with those cacti. But then they also have cold areas, you know, because plateaus and mountains, so you actually can ski there.
Oh, weird.
But it's very, very sort of beautiful, and, you know, tourism is a big thing for them, people that want to go and experience that sort of kind of America, Old West tourism.
It is an appealing... I mean, if I was going to go to America, it is a place that I probably would want to kind of travel through. You kind of feel like a traveler, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can sort of, you know, you drive. And,
yeah.
You know, this is where you would sort of, if you want, you could sort of visit some Native American tribes. You could buy your turquoise jewelry.
Right.
But yeah, sort of feel like you're in the Old West. But yeah, 8%, I was looking for the stat before, 8% of the population's illegals.
Wow.
So it means there's probably more.
Yeah.
But so yeah, you know, this sort of... Oh, no. American politics. But yeah, so, you know, this will be one of the states greatly affected by some of these changes and stuff. And so, like, the next band we're going to play, Meat Puppets, are a started punk turned to country psychedelia. But, and apparently they're sort of pre-grungy, like 1980s. And they think they sound like Nirvana. I didn't really hear it. But I think around that time, they were like the Arizona version. And so even having that country element, which other grunge didn't have, is, I think, from being in Arizona. And they have one album that's called Huevos, which is the Spanish word for both eggs and male balls. You know, we call them balls, they call them eggs. And like the cover of the album had Tabasco sauce on it. You know, so that sort of Latino influence, yeah, you can see that percolating in the music, as well as that cowboy feel. So this is that real cowboy Mexican, so into, you know, your sort of punk psychedelia music. Mm. So let's hear how they sound.
Oh, wow. I think we've got a live version there.
So, we've got the real organic version there. Here, that Meat Puppet sound. Now, like other places, there's some people that were sort of born there, and I don't know how they feel, you know, that Arizona reflected on their lives. So, Stevie Nicks was born there.
Oh, really?
Alice Cooper, which, you know, became the shock rock, sort of horror rock, sort of really important guy in the 70s and 80s. And the only sort of Arizona aspect of his music I could find was that he talks about that him and his band would drive to L.A. because they were 4 or 5 hours away. Like, so they were, you know, Midwestern, and they were away from the main center, but they still could almost do it in a day. And so as a band, they could still be away from the center, but also sort of go there for gigs. So that was the sort of only... I don't know, reflection of Arizona and his music. And the other guy that we're not playing today, but those who are into guitar will be into, is a dude named Duane Eddy in the 50s and 60s who invented this sort of twang guitar. But I think that putting that Western sort of feel into rock and roll, and he as a guitarist, apparently, like, he's a guitarist, if that makes sense. And his famous song is like the Peter Gunn theme, which people probably would recognize. But, you know, So, you know, some sort of quite prominent musicians have come from this sort of, you know, place with smaller towns. Let's say the whole state only has like 6.8 million people.
Wow.
So it's not massive.
No.
And so I guess that's why you get your space and stuff like that. So, yeah, it is a beautiful place to go. And our third artist we're going to play is their most famous daughter, and everyone adores her. And I thought I knew about her, but just researching for the show. So this is Linda Ronstadt. And I knew she was like a good singer and had had albums, but apparently in the 70s, she was a major rock icon, like just the woman of rock, you know, on the cover of every magazine that every rocker wanted her. And then later in her career, she felt like that she was pushed into being a rock chick, and she started experimenting with doing a lot more folk and doing a lot more Latin. And so,
and she's from Arizona.
Yeah. And so that Latin thing, I think even her father was like part Mexican, and they had like a ranch that she grew up on. And so I think, you know, when she took that turn towards Latin music, folk songs, and Mexican music, it seemed out of place because they hadn't imagined her that way, but it was part of her roots. And I think also she was a part of the sort of roots music movement in the 2000s, really? Because for an artist like her to do that, because I think some people have the stigma against country music and Western music as being sort of cheesy, but so that sort of the roots music or alt country was sort of like artists saying, no, there's a lot of great sounds and vibes and histories in this music. And she really explored it. She's one of the biggest selling artists of all time. 30 albums.
Wow.
And, you know, anyway, so Arizona, she's one of their, like... So anyway, what we're going to play today is she does a lot of cover of sort of old songs and folk songs. So this is her cover of Blue Bayou, and just great voice.
Yeah. Cool. Let's listen.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's really good. I love the voice. And yeah, amazing career. And yeah, sort of it was interesting noticing how much of that career was did touch on like her roots. And I guess that's been sort of what this whole series is about, is like place, you know, and music and how they relate and interact. So, you know, not a huge music scene like, you know, some of her other spots, but definitely has provided some important
flavors. But it was interesting how you were saying how later on in her career she kind of changed and decided that she didn't really want to be this rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she felt record companies had controlled her. She sort of had been part of that LA scene in the 70s, hung out. The Eagles were her backing band.
Really?
And I guess she felt really pushed. Gosh. The record companies put her into but yeah, to sort of put that roots music back into, and when she was such a big artist, to doing it, she could really help sell it.
Thank you so much, Kirsten, for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
It's been great having you back. And yeah, I really enjoyed that little segment of Arizona.
Yeah. So people see you there.
So people can go and explore some more music from around there if they want to, get some more depth, even more depth. But thank you, Kirsten, for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.